This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Cubby House is a show about two cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain adult themes, sex and drug references, and of course, coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to the Cubby House for the 25th of June 2012. I'm Cookie.
And I'm Kevin.
And Kevin, did I just hear a little hint of not feeling so
Shut
well?
Shut up, I'm sick. Leave me alone.
You're suffering the bear flu.
Don't make me lick you.
Oh, please. I'd ask for that any other week except this one. You are listening to the Cubby House here on Joy 94.9. Thank you very much to Kiss My Arts for another wonderful week. And we are sorry to say, but this is our last show for a brief couple of months.
That's right. We managed to break out.
What? Break out?
Yeah, no. We slipped our leashes.
Your leash, maybe. So, yes, this is our last show for the next couple of months at least. So, really, do enjoy our last show, as we are.
I have to excuse me, I'm going to be coughing through the whole thing.
Yes, we'll make sure we've got something to well and truly wet your lips and coat your throat.
Do not, I knew you were going to do that. Just no comments about lubricating my throat, please. Can we just skip that?
Aww.
Quiet you.
We do have a few regular listeners who are joining us in the studio this week. You may have heard of Karen on previous shows. But we've got her partner, Chris, in as well, and we're going to be delving into a bit more about them later on in the show in what we call bisexual bareness.
Yes, we've then got Steve Scalone, who won the Minimum Art Competition.
Yes, congratulations to him. Yes,
he will. Big congratulations to him, and he's, you know, professional work. We'll have him on a little bit later to have a chat with us about, you know, his winning piece, which was Masked, I believe.
Yes, yes, it's the cover of MCV this week. Correct. And on Kink Corner, I'll be exploring something that I've had a bit of an interest in the last couple of months, butt plugs and the types of lube that you need to know that go with different types of toys. However,
I'm not touching that one.
I know you wouldn't. It's not your style anyway. We've probably got another topic in mind, but we're going to leave that as a surprise towards the end of the show.
We might even have another guest host as a surprise.
Exactly.
It was a surprise to us. He just walked in the studio about 15 minutes ago and kind of went, "You're coming in."
Yes, you're ours.
Excuse me.
It's called the cough button, Kevin.
Kyle, I can't reach the cough button fast enough.
But tonight, we are going to ask you something we ask every guest we've had on the past couple of months. We'd like to know your feedback to the question.
You're going to do it, right? I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it.
What is the one most important piece of sex advice you would tell your virgin self? Want to have your say on the Cubby House project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9.
And that's Maroon 5's new one, One More Nice, which I'm sure you're really hoping is not going to be how long you suffer the bear flu.
Oh, quite. Yeah. I'm probably going to be stuck with this for a couple more days. Yeah. I've got the entire week off work, and I plan to sleep through most of it.
You lucky thing. Well, someone else who is quite lucky is the two guests we've dragged into the show tonight. They've been regularly listening for at least the last 10 weeks, if not longer. We've spoken to one of them before over the phone, who you might recall her voice. Her name is Karen.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, how close are you to the microphone?
Well, it depends on whether or not I'm using the proper mic or not.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, but it's...
Is that better?
It's Cookie. He wants you as close to his mic as he can get you. I can't believe how pedophile-like this sounds. That's so bad. My voice is just awful tonight.
Well, if I did that, it'll be down my throat.
Well, I doubt Cookie would complain.
Right. Wonderful.
I don't think Chris would either.
Well,
that's right. We do have someone else in the studio.
Yes, yes. Someone who we've dragged in is Karen's partner, Chris. How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful. I wonder how good you're going to be after we give you these rapid-fire questions. Are you ready?
No.
Excellent.
It's not that bad. I don't think we've actually killed anyone during these, have we?
Not yet.
We've had some scream from the studio.
Yes. Mm. Not quite hospitalisation yet.
Yes.
Well, I have knocked people off chairs, so...
That's
right.
That
was your fault.
If for somebody who was listening, that was Chris. He's this man who's knocked a volunteer off the chair over the phone. Can we do the same thing tonight? We'll find out. Starting with your age, sir.
34.
Name one thing you miss about being a kid.
Better imagination.
Okay. You're not creative enough as it is?
I can be creative, just depends on the environment.
Okay. Do you have any hidden talents?
Nothing that comes directly to mind.
What body part do you get caught staring at?
Well, it depends on if it's a guy or a girl, really. Guys, usually the package. Girls, usually the backside.
Ooh, this might be a conversation we're going to get into a little bit more later, but...
Ironic.
How would your partner describe you in bed?
She never complains. She's usually screaming for more.
Boom tish.
Lovely.
What is your current obsession?
Current obsession, exploring certain interesting aspects of life in the kink side.
Excellent. Any you know, details to actually fill in that question?
I might actually hold those questions off to later in the show.
All right, fine, do that.
Yes, we shall. Where's the weirdest place you've had sex, though?
Back of a fire truck with fire approaching, with the rest of the truck full of people sleeping.
Ooh.
No, I've heard that one before. Uh-huh. Sorry. What's one thing you could not live without?
Live without? Probably Karen.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay, let's just say the romance drooling out of this one. Do you prefer organisation or chaos, my friend?
I prefer organisational chaos. Controlled chaos.
Seems to be the current flow of that one. Do you have any phobias?
Where do I start? Heights, enclosed spaces, water.
My mother.
Her mother.
Yeah, right. That's the same thing. The mothers-in-law you're always supposed to be terrified of.
Yes.
Hold on. I've got to go back. Rewind. Do we have a rewind noise? No, we don't.
No.
Okay. Well, let's pretend I've got the rewind noise going on. You're afraid of water?
Yes.
As in, describe how. As in, you can't even have a shower or a bath?
I actually have to psych myself up to put my head under the shower.
Interesting. Did you have to go be diagnosed for this, or is it just something you've always known?
Just basically, as a child, I had ear infections. I've never been able to swim, so it probably comes from that, the fact that I can't swim, so I'm afraid of going in water due to depth. And as I said, for some reason, I also can't put my head under the shower at times.
Karen, have you taken, this fear of water to advantage at all? Have you got a little spray bottle of water that, you just go, bad Chris, bad Chris?
No, but that's got a whole lot of questions just raising about other waters.
Anyway, we'll get back onto that on another stage. Sexually, what melts your butter?
Sexually, mind.
The mind? So intellect? Yes.
Intellect, yep.
Okay.
Well, then I failed.
No, you don't. You wake up in a prison cell. What most likely is the crime that you've committed?
Crime I've committed.
Make it a good one.
Fear evasion.
Oh.
Fear evasion. Oh.
How quaint. I'm sorry.
Can you actually go to jail for that?
Somebody who's a little bit more knowledgeable of that sector.
They'll be able to tell us a bit more about that later.
Yes, I'm sure.
All right.
You're about to be sent to a deserted island and can only carry up to 3 non-electrical items. What are they?
My family.
Right.
Karen's collar to keep her under control. And a Winnebago Classic.
Really?
Wow.
You're stretching the boundaries of that. You think you can carry that?
I could try.
All right. The final rapid fire question I have for you. Do you often play as somebody's wingman?
Yes, I do.
In how do you play that particular position?
Let's see. In the past, I've approached them in bars, and he ends up taking them home.
Wow, lovely. So you do go to bars.
Yep.
Could you describe the first time you went to a gay bar?
I was trying to remember which one it was, whether it was DT's or the Exchange. But yeah, both times I started things and the other guy took them home.
Wonderful.
Now, was this after you were already married?
Ooh. To Karen, no.
Until previous marriage, perhaps.
We find all the juicy stories.
I know, but he's got this aura of mystery about him. I'm not happy with that. I'm going to have to exploit that a little bit further.
As you have in the past.
Thank you. Please, let's not go into that.
Lovely. You're in the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. And
just before we do, I want to do a special shout-out to Rusty, who's just recovering from very painful surgery.
Oh, yes.
Rusty, here's a big hug and a woof to you. I hope you get better soon.
That's from all of us here at the Cubby House. There was a few things that we left out in the last conversation with Karen and Chris.
How very ominous sounding. Bum, bum, bum.
I know. Now, you kind of added yourself when we spoke to you before, Karen.
Do.
Sorry. Yes, you always do. Yeah, sorry.
I know. Turn the mic on.
Yeah, I know.
No, he doesn't like anyone competing with him for mic time.
Yeah, right, says you. Chris, did I just get an omission from you in the last segment that you are bisexual as well?
That's a definite yes.
Okay. So, I suppose there has been a lot of biphobia, I know, from the gay community, but I'm assuming it's the same in the straight community, but what's the reactions you've had when you guys have actually let people know that you're bi?
Well, I recently outed myself to a straight friend and a gay friend, and both of them have now defriended me because of the sheer fact that I'm bisexual. I'm a fence sitter.
And the thing is, one of them is a lesbian, correct?
Yeah, one of them's a lesbian, and she full-on just doesn't want to know me. On the grounds that, yeah, I can do guys just as much as I can do girls.
Wow.
Okay, and
interesting.
Did you have any chance to debate or discuss this before she just up and left?
No, she just basically said, nope, sorry, don't want to know you. Fuck off.
Lovely.
Well, you know.
In no certain uncertain words. Thank you. And what about yourself, Chris? Have you come across that sort of reaction before?
Definitely. Basically, it's gotten to the point where there's only certain people that are currently in my inner circle that actually do know that I'm bisexual.
And how have they treated you knowing that knowledge?
Some of them are back off-ish, and some of them have just enclosed, okay, it's part of what he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for him, and I'm just treated like normal. But other people, just now back off and sort of the usual thing of backs to the walls and
okay,
stereotypical.
Yep.
Right. So obviously at the moment you guys are married, and I'm assuming you've known you've been bisexual before you met, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what has been some of the concerns you've had when you've actually gone to approach people and your interest in sexual taste?
Basically, I keep it quiet unless they out themselves and say that they're either gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. I usually keep my sexuality completely ziplocked. Do not talk about it. You know, to them, I sound like I'm a monogamist. Just single, straight, whatever.
All right.
And as I said before, basically it's now just a case of this is just a select few in my circle that actually do know who I truly am.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose work would be one of the cases where you obviously can't out yourself for professional reasons. But what about family and friends? Is there concerns that you have with approaching them and actually coming out to them for those reasons?
I've never outed to my parents, only on the grounds that a few of their friends are actually gay and mm-hmm. they think that there may be influence coming from them, and that's why I am what I am. But then again, I've also found out that my parents are swingers.
Okay.
I have to ask, what do you plan to tell your children?
Now, that one's an interesting one, because we've seen when Cookie actually comes over, our 18-month-old actually growls at him. So it's sort of hard to tell them
that's
now.
That's a natural reaction to everyone when they first see Cookie, and trust me, there's nothing different about that.
Thanks.
But basically, when they're a little bit older to understand and they're starting to question their sexuality, then maybe, yeah, I might come out to them, or I may just stay hidden in the closet for a while until I'm actually ready to tell them.
I mean, you've got quite a while to be comfortable with your own sexuality before you have to explain it to them.
Yeah, well, it's more to the point of if I tell them, they may think that they may be that way.
Mm.
And it's just like, well, no, you've really got to actually experience it yourself, or, as I said, test both boundaries. Because with me, I didn't know what I was. I had questions in my head saying, you know, well, am I this way? Am I that way? Am I both? And it wasn't until I actually experimented and found out what I was that I knew exactly what I was.
So that's probably something very important you can pass on to your children then.
Oh, yeah, I believe me, I will be.
Be open and try. And I mean, yes, I am this, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to be this way. God knows my dad isn't gay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think
And here I am.
I don't think my parents are gay.
Ironically, both me and my sister, my older sister's also gay as well.
Hmm.
She came out last year.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
But no. It could be that your parents are closet people too.
No. Sorry. Mental image there. No. But anyway, is there anything else that we'd like to ask this wonderful couple?
I would, but I think we've run out of time to do it in this section. So we'll ask you a little bit later, because Karen's wearing a very interesting piece of apparatus, which I'm a bit curious because it's quite new for her.
It's not battery operated, I swear.
Yes. No, the other one is.
Yes. You're in the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. Now, we have been asking you the question for the last show for a while for us. We'd like to know
what is the one piece of sexual advice you would give your virgin self? Want to have your say on the Cubby House project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9.
She's so mean, as this woman is in this studio. She keeps picking on me.
Oh, well, I like it because, you know, it gives my voice a bit of a rest.
Uh-huh. Someone else who is picking on me just over the phone is our next guest, Steve Salone, who we all know as Bear Steve. Hello.
Hello, Cookie. How you doing?
I'm all right. Now, you said I sound tired. What's that?
Well, I'm guessing you have the bear flu along with Kevin.
No.
Excuse me?
Excuse me.
Kevin.
It's Kevin. Vin?
Don't make me laugh. I'll break out in coughing fits.
We might start calling you Kevinny.
Bite me.
Where?
Now, all right. So we've got you on, Steve, because you won a little competition, you know. Something tiny, nothing big at all.
Of course. Not that other people here weren't trying to compete against you.
You happen to be the winner of this year's Men or Men Art Competition for your beautiful photograph, Masked.
Ah, yes, I know. A bit of a surprise, actually. Very cool.
And just before we go into that, just for people that don't know you as well as we do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and your skills?
Ah, okay. I'm a photographer, who also works with Photoshop and teaches Photoshop and software and all that type of stuff. But yeah, basically been in that industry for coming up to 20 years now.
And what made you choose photography?
Essentially, I wanted to get into cinematography, but I just didn't end up going down that path, so photography was the next best choice.
And do you feel you can express something in this medium that you can't in, say, any others?
Yes, absolutely. Especially now with the advent of digital and using software and things like that. To basically express yourself more as a digital artist.
That's right, because you're a professional photographer and you've probably been in there from the days of analog, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yes.
Very impressive. So how have you been developing your skills in this art? So any courses or, you know, extracurricular activities?
Essentially what I do is just take photos of hairy men whenever I get a chance. And it kind of goes on from there. I have won a number of different other awards in my industry and that type of thing, but it's not quite as fun as photographing hairy men.
Yes, we know. You just like to get those shirts off, don't you?
I do.
just the shirts?
Yeah. Both of us coughing here. I can remember going on a photo shoot with him and basically trying to go, put their shirts back on, put their shirts back on. Now, Steve, do you feel that your art reflects you as a person?
Oh, bit of a tough question. Not normally.
Big hairy men, really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, that part does. Not necessarily. I guess it personifies how I want to communicate what I'm thinking, but it doesn't really reflect me, if that makes sense.
What inspired you to create that beautiful winning piece of art in the first place?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
What inspired you to actually create Masked?
Once again, it just kind of happened. I didn't actually shoot for the actual art competition at all. It was an image that I had already shot for essentially a client, and just kind of worked on it from there. And it's fairly organic. It just kind of happened.
Well, it is very beautiful. It's currently the cover of the MCV. If you haven't had a chance to go and have a look, please go and grab a copy for yourself. Steve, looking forward to the next year, now that you've already got one award under your belt, you know, among the many others that you have, is there anything specific you're aiming for this year?
There is the actual part of the prize, which I did end up winning in terms of an exhibition at the Laird for Midsummer.
Oh, very impressive.
So I will be putting on my thinking cap.
Can you give us any sneak ideas already about what that's going to involve?
I'm not too sure yet, but I have been thinking about body image.
Interesting.
Or hairy men, whichever one kind of works.
Well, I'm sure there will be plenty of volunteers from the community.
Yes, I'm kind of, doesn't that work hand in hand in some respects?
Yes, it does. Okay. No women allowed, unfortunately.
Well, so, you never know. We should try and get some hairy women involved as well.
Well, that could work.
Karen, you do not have a hairy chest. I'm sorry. Anyway, Steve, thank you very much for coming on air with us. Once again, congratulations on an absolutely beautiful piece of art.
Thank you.
Hairy legs don't count, Karen. And we will definitely have you on closer on to Midsummer again if we're back on air. If not, we'll just, you know,
so what's this wee business?
Well, you know, Cookie might be back. I'm sure you'd love to come back and have a chat with Cookie, wouldn't you?
I would.
No, thank you.
Excellent, guys. Well, thank you for having me on again.
Now, where can we actually find out more information about any of your work?
I have a couple of websites. I have a portrait website called bearsteve.com.
Yeah.
Or my commercial website, which is stevescalone.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure.
Have a wonderful night, and don't forget warm honey and lemon.
I know. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. What is your name, Kevin?
I'm going to hurt you, Cookie.
It's definitely not Kevy.
I'm just going to hurt you.
Be careful what you're wearing. You never know what you're asking for here on the Kink Corner. And here on the Kink Corner tonight, we're exploring one of my newfound fetishes, butt plugging.
Newfound.
Well,
newfound.
Well, yes, actually.
Are we calling something about 10 years old and you found now?
No, no, no. This is a fetish which I have actually changed what I normally do. I usually use dildos for those who really must know. Seriously, who really must know. But butt plugging is actually something of a different tangent to that.
It's
the idea of you putting a butt plug in and leaving it. So it's a stamina thing as opposed to a constant rocking and rolling of anything else you use. Kevin, put those beady eyes away for 5 minutes.
I'm just backing away from the mic and letting you dig this hole all of your own.
Thanks. Now, as I said, it is based on stamina, and for those who are trying to learn, something like holding a butt plug in can be very difficult. So I went to FetLife, which is a website I've joined recently for fetish interested people in the community. And one of the boards that I actually saw was ways you can help keep it in a bit longer. And they suggested these ways. First of all, you could use a leather body strap or other types of straps such as nylon or whatever else. You could try a tight pair of underwear. You can also try tightening your butt muscle, and that's by squeezing your sphincter at different times during the day in a pattern of tight release, tight release, tight release. And though by doing this, that does not make you an instant born-again virgin. Now, the other one suggests as little lube as possible. Kevin?
Again, I'm not touching this one at all.
Thanks. Now, more lube means less friction to keep it in, but too little means it'll absorb into the body quickly and get dried out, and the plug gets painfully stuck there.
I'm assuming it depends on the type of lube you use as well.
That's right. That's what I'm going to go into in a few minutes. Now, the other one is to get a better shaped butt plug for an easier hold. So a slightly longer neck at the base is somewhat easier and more comfortable to hold for a period of time. Might I also recommend you do not try some of these suggestions that people have made.
That's right. Do not do this.
No. Super glue, crazy glue, layers of plaster gauze, or a mallet.
No, I'm not going to. Sorry, no, that's too easy.
That is too easy. So it's like, no, don't try that at home, please. Now, as far as lubes go, there are different variations and brands that you can buy. The four common styles are water-based, silicone, hybrid of water and silicone, and oil-based. Now, water-based works well with all toys. It doesn't last too long and often needs to be reapplied for longer intent. Silicone is good for toys that are not silicone-based. It does last longer than water lube, and it needs water and soap to wash off the toys, just for cleaning purposes, for those who need to know.
It is not dishwasher safe.
No, that's another thing. Now, the reason it's not good with silicone toys is the silicone in the lube and the silicone material actually fight for one another, and they end up melting each other. Now, the hybrid, which is a combination of silicone and water, are good for toys made of silicone because there's not enough silicone to actually cause a reaction. And again, it's the benefits of lasting longer with silicon, but having the benefits of water, it's easily washable, so forth and so on. Now, the one that people do need to know, which is available from some stores, is oil-based lubes, and they're not ideal to use for many toys, as it degrades the material and quite often harder to wash off. This includes Crisco, gentlemen and ladies. Now, this is the lube that is more ideal for fisting and for very heavy anal play. Yes, Kevin.
Oh, did I say anything?
Your eyes say enough. Oh, that's all I'm saying. So no. If you are interested in getting into butt play, these are some of the things that please take into consideration.
Yes.
Now, I put this all in because there's a question we have been asking throughout this hour. And Kevin, if you could give your dulcet tones once more to the question.
What is the one piece of sexual advice you would give your virgin self?
Want to have your say on the Cubby House Project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9.
Before we love you and leave you for 3 months, at least. But before we do that, I thought I'd give Kevin a bit of a horror. For some strange reason, we've been able to wrangle two rangers into the studio.
Don't encourage them, please.
What's even more interesting is they're both wearing some form of collar.
It's just a pity they're not on a leash. That's all I have to say.
I'm sure that could be easily arranged.
I was going to say it's in the handbag.
Well,
see,
I'm looking at Chris and saying this. Why do you let her off her leash? She should be left somewhere where no, she's not bothering other people.
That's how I fell pregnant.
Oh, great.
Wonderful. Just kind of keep letting these things out. Now, the other ranger, if you haven't been paying attention for the last 3 years, we've been bagging him out for that long. Welcome back, Jack.
Oh, hello, Cookie. Hello, Kevin. It's nice to be here today.
Sorry, who are you?
I'm Jack. Don't you remember me? You've only been just ragging on me for the last half a year. I haven't been here, but...
Sorry, who?
Oh, well, I've come here to declare my aggressive takeover of the Cubby House project. I've left it to you two for 6 months, and look at what has happened to the program.
I know, we've never been more popular.
What I would like to ask you both, seeing as you're both wearing collars, we've just recently realised that Chris is your master, Karen?
Yes, Chris is my master.
Who's your master?
I couldn't say that he prefers not to be mentioned.
But he's not local, though.
No.
Okay, and that's all I want to know. Thank you.
What kind of questions is that, Cookie?
Well, just establishing the fact he's not physically present.
See what you've left me with, Jack?
Yes.
See? This is what I've had to put up with.
It's amazing. Now, I would like you to ask you both in the last few minutes how you feel about being a slave, Jack.
Well, I think it's more about the eroticism of surrender and release, that if you're submissive, that's what it's all about.
And Karen?
I just like to be punished.
Oh. Oh, you need a collar for that?
Yes.
Apparently so. Wonderful. Excellent. I'll be talking to your master about some more later. Thank you very much.
Could you make that not sound sleazy, please? No, hold on. Sorry.
Wait, is that all the time that I have? I mean, I've been here for the entire show. I've been waiting 6 months to be here, and this is it? Like 2 minutes?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, all right. You can get some more longer time. What do you want to say then? Okay, come on. What do you want to say?
I don't know.
Clearly, you've been off air for a while.
Yes.
But
yes.
Just a right amount of time, Jack.
Yeah, apparently you don't have the essays you want to debacle on the whole show.
Hold on, I've got a question for you.
Quick.
It's not quick at all. Jack, what was one thing that you got out of your volunteer time with the Cubby House and Joy 94.9?
Ooh, so it's not Radiothon anymore, no. But you don't have to just rag on...
Jack, just answer the question.
All right, what I did enjoy about the Cubby House is actually it was a vehicle of expression. So we were able to, had a topic each week which we need to focus on, so we were able to research it, consolidate an idea, and then share it with the entire community, which is really what this radio station is all about.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're in the Cubby House for the last few more minutes for the next 3 months at least. I'm sorry.
We are taking some time, some well-deserved time off.
Yes. Even Bear Steve could hear it in our voice, I must admit.
Now we've done 5 seasons straight.
Yes. No thanks to the other ranger in the room.
The other ranger in the room?
Yes.
Is that what I've been demoted to? I have a name.
Well, you weren't the intended guest host of tonight. You just rocked up. So.
Besides, you don't have a name tonight.
You can call me Pup.
No,
that's not for us to call you.
I will give you my name.
We have been asking you throughout the whole show, what's one piece of sex advice you'd give your virgin self? And I'm going to ask you, Chris, seeing as you've been patiently quiet in the studio for the last half an hour, what's one piece of sex advice you'd have given your virgin self?
Don't race into any partner. Just give it time and find the right person.
That's a wonderful one, actually. Thank you very much. We've had a few others through facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. Thank you. Mark says lots of lube.
Simon says, don't put sex on a pedestal. It's a fun part of life, but it's not the only part of life you should be enjoying. If a guy provides great sex, but it's otherwise annoying, he's still annoying.
Yes. Michael has wonderful ones. He won't really leave his wife.
Ouch. Michael Second also says, don't fall for the first guy that kisses you.
John says, don't kiss the first guy that falls for you. So, yes. And Stefano says, wait a few dates. Seriously. Thank you very much to everybody who's contributed to that discussion and throughout the last five seasons of Joy. Thank you very much, Karen and
well,
Chris.
Well, the Cubby House, not Joy. It's only the Cubby House that's been going for five seasons, not Joy.
Joy. Thank you for not only being newly found listeners, but regular listeners and now guest hosts for tonight. Thank you very much.
That's fine.
And I'd also just like to have a big shout out to Dean Beck, who has kind of taken us under his wing.
Yes.
Taught us a lot of bad habits.
He's really good at doing that.
Yeah, he is.
It's what he's best for.
Some good habits.
He could write all the business cards, resumes. It's all good.
If it wasn't for him, I don't think I would be where I am today. So thank you very much, Dean.
Thank you to everybody who's been at Joy and who's also supported us throughout our three years, five seasons on air.
I know. We're only taking 3 months off. We're not disappearing altogether.
I know. We are still going to be podcasting throughout our time away. And you can still contact us through our usual means, which is contact@thecubbyhouse.net.au for email.
Now, how many people actually use that email address?
Jack, stop interrupting.
You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. And we still have our blog running, which is at thecubbyhouse.net.au.
And make sure you go to the Facebook page, because I noticed both Cookie and I lately are sharing a lot of stuff through there.
Yes.
So yes. Just in case you missed it again, it was facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
Thank you to everybody who's listened, and we're off. This has been The Cubby House on Joy 94.9. for this season. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.